Anybody unhappy about that? I didn't think so. I don't see too many hands. April will be here very soon. Next Monday, as a matter of fact, is April, the month when nature comes alive again. We have a good program today. Later, we'll be chatting with some students from Montauk High School. They're getting ready to raise the curtain on their spring musical up at Montauk. But first, we're going to be talking about a very interesting show that's going to be opening up at the Art Center of the Associated Artists of Butler County downtown. And we have two folks with us here in the studio to talk about it. Stephen Haley is the gallery manager at the Art Center. Stephen, nice to have you here today.
Thank you for having me, sir.
You have been gallery manager at the Art Center since last fall, is that right?
Yes, sir. October 20th.
Yeah.
Yep.
And also with us is Pat Gallagher, a colleague of long standing and a pretty good guy. And he's also, you might not know this, but he is he's a pinball wizard. Well, that's a good way to put it, isn't
wizard.
It?
Huh? I'm not so sure about the wizard part, Dave, but hey, it's good to see you, Dave. Nice, thanks for having me in today.
Pat Gallagher knows more about pinball machines than anybody that I have ever met, anybody that I have ever known. In fact, you've worked on them and collected them for many, many years.
I have, Dave, yeah. It's always been fun, always been a fan of that, so I've just kind of always done it, yeah.
Well, as you might guess, that's the subject of the show that's coming up at the Arts Center. When does this show open on pinball machines, Stephen?
This Friday, March 29th at 7 o'clock until usually we usually set an end date or an end time, I'm sorry, around 9. But with this show being something different where it'll take a little bit longer till the wee hours of the morning, however long it takes for us to get polished up on these machines to challenge these older guys who know what they're doing for once. On
so you will have machines down there, huh?
Yes, that was part of it. Yeah, it's a pinball-themed art show with actual pinball machines that you can play.
Mm-hmm. Now, some people might say at first blush, pinball machines, art show, what's the connection? I'm guessing it's the sometimes rather incredible art that shows on the display at the front of the machine.
Yes, sir. Mr. Gallagher was kind enough to invite me over. We are neighbors, and I was absolutely blown away by the art because me being into art wasn't really thinking about how much art is involved with pinball machines, and it turns out that every single aspect of these machines are, and it's not. It's not cheap art. Like, it's very in-depth, very, very well done, incredible, incredible pieces of art that you get to play. It's pretty fascinating, actually.
And after all, Pat Gallagher, that's what draws people to play the machine. You know, what's the first thing they see when they look? If you're looking at a row of five pinball machines, what do you look at?
Right. You look at the name of the game, then you check out what the game's all about. If it's about sports, you're going to have all these sports things in the background, maybe cards, maybe pool, something like that, pool table. And and some of the artists pretty much did their work in complete anonymity. They were never talked about. The manufacturers never really acknowledged who they were until later into like maybe the 80s and 90s and up. They started getting some traction, but before that, I had no idea who these people were.
In many cases, it's kind of a collage of different images, right, that you could look at,
Yeah, it really depends on the theme. There might be a theme of maybe a pool table, and there's pool balls on the table, and the machine will be green, it'll be blue. The colors are all tie in, too, depending on what the theme is. But and different artists had different styles, too. That's the thing about artistry. Different guys or ladies had different styles in the way they did the things, and a lot of people can tell by looking at a glass which artist it is, just by looking at the styling.
It's something that I never really thought about. First of all, I'm not a very skilled pinball player, and I haven't done it for a long, long time. But the more I think about it, these are works of art. And even the
play field?
Yeah, the play field. I was trying to think of the terminology, the horizontal part of a pinball machine.
Yeah.
That takes clever design as well.
Right, and it typically ties into the back glass art. Whatever the theme is on the back transfers to the playfield, sometimes even to the painting of the cabinets. You'll see similar kind of themes or maybe just shapes that somehow relate to what's happening on the back glass.
So do you know which machines are going to be at the Art Center coming up here shortly?
We do, chronologically. Why don't we go chronologically? 1948, we've got a Genko Paradise. We've got a 1954 Dragonette, 1955 Slug and Champ Deluxe, 1971 2001 machine. I missed one. 1968, Paul Bunyan, and our good friend Don Paul is bringing up an Elvira and the Party Monsters from the 90s. So we're going to have a span of games from the 40s to the 90s for everybody to come up and play and enjoy.
How much does it cost to play a game of pinball these days?
New games are about $1 a piece, Dave.
Really?
Because they're so expensive new. Some of the games are $8,000-$9,000 new. So the people that operate them have to charge $1.
I think the last time I played, it was a quarter, although when I was a kid, it was less than that.
Probably 10 cents three for a quarter day when we were growing up.
Yeah. When did pinball machines first come around? Do you have any idea about the history of them?
Yes, depending on what your mindset is of a pinball machine. They actually go back to the late 1800s as a purely mechanical device that you actually use a long pull stick to hit the ball up onto the surface, and the ball just rolled around. There was no electric, for one thing. Mm. But modern games with electric, probably you're looking like in the 30s, into the 40s. And then in 1947, the flipper was invented by the David Gottlieb Company. And that pretty much revolutionized pinball, because now you could push a button and manipulate that ball instead of just nudging the machine till the ball fell into the hole.
I can't imagine trying to play one without a flipper button.
Well, they weren't a lot of fun, Dave.
No.
By today's standards.
I'll be all lucky. Watch the ball bouncing around.
You
and
nudge
that's
it. Yeah, you pull back on the shooter a certain way. But yeah, in 47 is when the flipper was invented, and that made a huge difference in the way you play the game.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you nudge a machine too much,
You'll do the name of the show. You'll tilt.
Yeah, and then that wraps it up, huh?
That pretty much, in the older games, that was the end of the game. The newer machines, it's just the ball, just that one ball.
Oh, so you get to play another ball.
Right, yeah.
I thought I broke one of the machines the first time that I was playing on the machine and tilted it. I started apologizing right away to Mr. Gallagher. I thought I broke it. I didn't know that it was, the tilt was happening. Yeah.
Just push the button again. Start it up, you know.
Now, well, people who come to see this exhibit, obviously to admire the artwork, will they be able to play the games?
Yes, sir. We're going to the first weekend. It's for everybody to come and get familiar with the games and check out the artwork. Ages 12 and under will get unlimited play for $1. Ages 13 to 65 will get unlimited play for $3. And 65 and older will be free of charge. And then you can, get your practice in during Friday and Saturday. In the following weekend, it'll be the same age groups, and we're going to have a nice little tournament.
You're going to have a tournament, huh?
See who stands, at the top of the mountain. And I think this is an occasion where the younger generation is at a massive disadvantage with game-wise, anyways. They won't know how to play the pinballs like they can their Xboxes and PlayStations. So.
Well, I was going to say they might have an advantage because, generally younger people are doing that, but that is different from two flipper buttons, isn't it?
It's way different than having your nose in the telephone all day, that's for sure. And even the kids say, oh, yeah, I played that machine on my Xbox. Well, no, you really didn't, because you didn't put your hands on a physical cabinet. You didn't push it. You didn't nudge it. You didn't hit the flipper buttons. You just pushed buttons on your phone or on your Xbox or whatever. Way, way different. And so exciting. When people are standing around, everybody's encouraging you on, or the next person got to beat this guy by 1,000 points to get his free game. It's a lot of fun.
First time I ever, that I can ever remember, encountering a pinball machine, it was at a diner, actually, near my hometown. They had a couple of them, I think, inside the door where you could play them, and it was generally teenagers who did that, who had a spare dime or a quarter or whatever. And then the first time I went to Conneaut Lake, I went to the arcade. There were like a million of them. It was unbelievable, side by side all over the place.
Eye-opening, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And I think it's that way at most amusement parks, right?
I think so.
They still have arcades.
Amusement parks. Yeah, they still have them, yeah. I know that Cedar Point always had a huge arcade with old and new, a little bit of everything, as did Kennywood.
And where are they at other places today? Are there actual pinball parlors around here?
There are, and there's a lot of places with what they call barcades now, where they have a bar, like maybe craft brews and things like that, and a lot of games, a lot of pinballs, a lot of video
games.
More
than just one or two, like in the olden days.
Yes, yes. And there's a place out in Aliquippa that has, between pinball and video, 340 games, and you pay one price, and they turn you loose, and you just go play the games.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like a one price and just go. Yeah, it's a phenomenal place. If you can envision a grocery store-sized building, which is what it is, full of games, videos, and pinballs, from the very earliest Space Invaders to brand-new out-of-the-box pinball machines.
Mm.
Everything's there. So, yeah, it's making a resurgence, and a lot of people are rediscovering how much fun the game is, and I just can't wait to get into the art center and the art and the games and the people and the excitement. It's going to be such a good time. We're going to have such fun, Steve.
Yeah, I know. You know what's funny is that my dad is actually the gentleman who gave me the idea for the show, because my dad's not too into, you know, games. He wouldn't even know what a Nintendo looked like. But when he got to play Mr. Gallagher's Slugging Champ, he was pretty excited. And then when I brought up the idea down at the center, our president at the time, Terry Hagen, and our acting president at the time now, Steve Harding, were all about it, talking about how they would, you know, play in the bars in college or at gas stations. That's one thing, you know, I wouldn't... It was surreal and very strange to me. At a different time, I wouldn't picture that you would go to a gas station to hang out and play pinball with your buddies, and you know, you get four or five of your friends and go hang out at a 7-Eleven, and that's what they did. And the history behind everything involved with pinball, Mr. Gallagher has blown me away with how interesting it really is. It really, truly is.
Listen to this young man. He's talking about this is back in the Greek and Roman time. Mm-hmm. Not that long ago.
I guess it depends on your point of view, huh, Dave?
A couple of decades, maybe. You know.
More than a couple of days, sad to say.
They just dug up a cabinet on it because Serengeti is a fossil. So, you know, the pinball machine.
Pinball machines, when you look at the dashboard of a car these days, even compared to a car 10 years ago, totally different. All kind of electronics.
Oh, yeah.
We got video screens. We got LED lights.
Sure.
I was in somebody's car the other day where there are speakers and lights that vibrate according to the sound of the radio, which is a little
Goodness.
Distracting to me, but... my point is, I imagine that brand new video pinball machines have a lot more electronics or a lot more lights than we used to have.
That, and they're very complex. You can't just walk up to a machine and look at it and figure out what it is you have to do to win a game. They're so deep because of the electronics and the ability to make them deeper. You have to really like play the game, maybe read online about it. Read the instruction card and just play it and play it and play it to figure out what's going on, because they can do some crazy things with pinballs today. It's nuts.
You were telling me once a couple of years ago when we were just chatting that there's isn't there a convention or something in Pittsburgh every so often that there's a warehouse full of pinball machines? What were you telling me about that?
That has changed a little bit. That used to be PAPA, Professional Amateur Pinball Association, but that's not really available for play anymore. But those machines are all taken down to the David C. Lawrence Convention Center every summer for Replay FX. There's hundreds of games in there for the entire week, so you can just pay one price and go in and play pinballs, videos, and there's bands playing, all kind of things going on. That's quite an event. It really is.
Again, this exhibit, Stephen Haley, opens when?
This Friday, March 29th at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And it runs for...
It will be until the final day will be April 6th, the Saturday. The tournament will start at 11 a.m. and go until somebody is crowned champion.
Sounds like fun. More questions for our guests in just a moment or so. A word from one of our sponsors here on the It's Your Turn program, and that's Butler Motor Tours. Boy, they've got some nice trips coming up this spring and this summer and into the fall. Let me tell you about just a few of them. Last call for the trip to Washington, D.C. for the Cherry Blossom Weekend. That'll be coming up pretty soon, actually. It's April 5th, 6th, and 7th in D.C. Not only will you see the cherry blossoms, most of them are around the Jefferson Memorial, I think, around that huge pond. There are hundreds and hundreds of trees. Glorious. You'll have time to see the monuments and the museums, too. Also, a New York City weekend. They're doing that twice, once in late May, once in early August. Nice to see the Big Apple out and back. How about the Titusville Railroad Excursion? That's a one-day trip. That's a nice, nice excursion, right? The Titusville Railroad. June 15th is the date. They're taking a trip to Niagara Falls, a three-day trip in late June. You can go to New England for the Maine Magical Summer Extravaganza. That's also in late June. And many, many other trips, too. Check it out online at butlerbus.com. That's where Butler Motor Tours has details, dates, itineraries, cost, and so on for all of their trips as we head into the spring and summer and fall travel season. Butler Motor Tours is a local company. They're on South Monroe Street in Butler. They've been taking folks from around here to places near and far for more than 75 years. Butler Motor Tours online at butlerbus.com. We're talking with Stephen Haley, who's the gallery manager at the Art Center of the Associated Artists of Butler County. Also, Pat Gallagher is here. I guess I failed to mention the location of the Art Center. There will be people listening who don't know where it is, Stephen.
It is located at 344 South Main Street, right across from the post office, right across on the corner, catty corner to the Ford Garages lot.
Is there always art of one sort or another on display, even if there's not a specific exhibit going on?
Continuously, sir, yeah. We try to keep the walls filled 100% of the time.
Still have classes down there?
An unbelievable plethora of classes and events. Our education director, Ashley, teaches everything from how to make cupcakes to how to paint. Just classes that even ones you wouldn't necessarily think is considered art. A lot of people don't consider various forms of art, but if you look up the definition, there's 16 different definitions of the word art. If you're creating something, it could be technically defined as art. So, and we always look for new ideas too, from people want to come in if they want to see a certain thing or learn how to do a certain thing. That's what we will do our best to make sure that we can get a class together and teach them what they would like to know.
Painting, obviously. There was a time, I don't know, they still have, they had a model that came in and sat for people for an hour or so once a week or something like that.
Our Wednesday morning portrait group is from 10 a.m. to noon every Wednesday, and I am not putting down any other group of people at the center, but the portrait group is a very unique group filled with very, very incredible and special people, and we do our best to have a model. We just had a model dressed up in medieval attire with the long gowns and whatnot. We have two missionaries from Nigeria and I believe Ghana coming this Wednesday to be our models. And that'll be tomorrow, from 10 to noon. Definitely come check it out, and you won't be disappointed. You don't have to participate. You don't have to do anything. Just come check it out, and pretty sure we can sway you to come back and convince you.
What about ceramics or pottery? Do you have a kiln down there?
We have five ceramic wheels, pottery wheels, and two kilns. And our head of pottery, I guess, division, Christy Culp, and her assistant, Josh Hassan, are doing things that would absolutely blow anybody's mind with what they can do with a piece of clay and how they can manipulate it. And the ceramics classes have a very dedicated following. Once you get that taste, you become, you want to come back for it and learn and learn. Our Woodworkers Association upstairs does the same thing with wood. Mr. Herzog, Ken Herzog, he's an actual wizard when it comes time to making something out of wood. So
I didn't know you had a woodworker's workshop up there.
A lot of stuff, yes, sir. Yeah, we have, as of now, I believe, 11 working lathes that are up there.
Really?
And yep. And it was originally a class through BC3, and then Mr. Herzog decided to just come down and teach his own class, and he's got quite the dedicated following. And the stuff that they do, I am a painter, so, paintings I enjoy looking at ceramics, but the stuff those guys do with wood, it defies logic. It's my favorite thing to see whenever they put on a display of what they can do.
You paint in what media? Watercolor, oil?
Oil, sir. Yep, I'm a strong advocate of oils to the dismay of many of my colleagues and peers. I'm always pushing for people to use oils, but they can be extremely annoying. You know, you can do a painting in 20 minutes, and then 2 hours it takes you to clean up, and you got to be make sure you don't inhale too many fumes. But
you
it's,
got the turpentine, you got the paint thinner, you got this.
Yes, sir. You're usually in a good mood by the time you're done with the painting.
And, you know, some of those, at least old-time oil paints, we now know were dangerous.
Yes,
I think
sir.
I think they make them out of different stuff now. You don't have that cadmium yellow and all
yes,
that
sir.
Dangerous stuff.
Yep. Right? Titanium white used to be made with straight lead, just pure lead, and it led to a lot of health problems that, you know, they didn't know back then. Arsenic was used in a lot of paints as well. But now everything's green. You can get all natural stuff. The paint thinner I use now is it looks like milk, and it's all natural. It's very, you know, environmentally friendly.
Huh.
And the paints are much, much safer now than what they were.
Is there a place where people can, you know, a list of the classes and so on that take place at the Art Center where people could browse that?
Yes, sir. They can check our website at butlerartcenter.org, and they can also check out our Facebook page at The Art Center, and they can check out any kind of event we have coming up, any class. We love to get feedback and ideas from people. As much as we like to know or act like we know everything and have all the right answers, you know, it's impossible. We need as much people and ideas as we can get, and it doesn't cost them. You know, we would love to turn that place into a just a mecca of creative, you know, positive thinking, doing all kinds of different things.
You've got some other stuff down there I've been seeing in the news. I know you teamed up with the Rotarians for their recent Carved in Ice event. You have every once in a while some concerts down there and some readings and some other stuff.
Yes, sir. And met a very interesting artist today who came. Yeah, he hails from Spain. He moved to Mexico. He lived a nomadic life, and he wants to start teaching some music classes, some dance classes. We're going to have a fashion show that we're going to put on with the assistance of ANR. And for their clients, we're going to roll out the red carpet and pretty much act like it's the Academy Awards at in Butler on Main Street. We're going to treat them like rock stars, and we're going to focus on fashion from 1900 to contemporary. You know, I can do the backbreaking work, swing a hammer, but we need a lot of help from the ladies to put that together, because I don't know much about fashion.
Well, we have a great show that will be opening this Friday, an exhibit of pinball art, pinball machines, courtesy of Pat Gallagher. I would imagine in today's day and age that a new pinball machine costs a pretty penny.
They do, Dave. They can be anywhere from $5,000 to $8,000 to $9,000, depending on which model you want to buy.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. And a lot of remakes of older TV shows. Recently they did a Batman 66, which would be the TV-themed Batman pinball machine. Munsters just recently. And just pretty much any movie that is anything has a pinball machine pretty much made after it. Even about 5 years back, The Wizard of Oz, they did a pinball machine on The Wizard of Oz.
Huh.
Beautiful game. My daughter and I spent considerable money playing that machine and learning it a little bit.
So the art in that one, for example, there would be the wizard, there'd be Dorothy, the Scarecrow, the Lion, yeah. And all the characters.
Huh? Yeah, a lot of it's all licensed, so of course they can use all the likenesses and all the sound clips, sound chips, the witch shrieking at them, whatever, but they're way different than the older. The older games relied on more of cartoonish kind of art, would you say, Steve?
The Paul Bunyan would be a perfect example because you can take little, you know, square inches pieces and check, and there's something going on. He's having his hair cut with an axe.
Mm-hmm.
He's having a lady in a boat who's washing his feet.
Yep.
And very, very, you know, tiny. You got to pay attention to the details or look into it. And it's fun. It's fun. And
yeah.
Totally blew me away whenever I first started being introduced to it by Mr. Gallagher. It's interesting.
These are painted onto the glass, right? And the
it's actually a silkscreen process most of the time.
Huh.
Yeah. And even the newer games don't actually use glasses. They use what they call a translite. It's actually plastic. they're able to get more definition. And a lot of the games today don't use so much painted art, but photoshopped photographs from the movie or whatever they're doing.
Goodness gracious, how things change,
yeah.
Huh?
Way different.
Now, will you have one or two of these newer machines at this exhibit?
As I mentioned earlier, Don Paul, our friend Don Paul, will have a 90s game, Elvira and the Party Monsters, which is a really good, more modern kind of a game. Mm-hmm. Not a brand new game, of course, but solid state. In other words, not the old electromechanicals that I'm kind of into. So we'll have mostly of electromechanical kinds, and we'll have Don's from what, 90, 92, 93.
What would be the difference from an electromechanical to solid state? Is that the new thing?
Yeah, solid state.
I mean, I kind of like the noise and the bang-bang of electromechanical. I mean, right. that's part of playing a pinball machine for me.
Yeah, the electromechanical machine has switches, motors, relays, things that clickety-clack inside the game.
Yeah.
And the score reels that turn around.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they went to digital games in 1977, all that went away, and everything's controlled by circuit boards. And now you have LED displays that display the score. So the sound is different. The feel is different. It's progress. It's progress, you know. That's just the way it was.
But for old time's sake, if you wanted to play one of the older ones, you'll have some of those there, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. More of those, actually. Yeah. Hmm. More of the older ones.
Just for folks who weren't with us at the very beginning of our conversation, you will have several pinball machines at this show.
We'll have a total of six. I'm bringing five of my games over, and again, Don Paul is bringing up Elvira and the Party Monster. So we'll have mechanical and digital spanning from the 40s to the 90s, a little bit of each.
How do you tell when a machine came out? Is there a date on them somewhere? Or?
The older games, no, but there's databases now, of course. But the newer games are all dated. Yeah, the artwork is obviously copyrighted and dated. Yeah, it's pretty easy these days.
Who makes pinball machines? Is there one or two dominant companies in the country?
Two dominant companies right now, Gary Stern, Stern Electronics, and Jersey Jack, JJP Pinball over in New Jersey. Gary Stern, his father was co-owner of the Williams Manufacturing Company, so Gary grew up in the business. From day one, he was running around the shop floor with his dad building machines, and then he started his own company years later.
This is a guy that knows pinball
machines.
I'm telling
you, he blows me away. He's an encyclopedia, and it's interesting stuff. It really is. It's fascinating.
Hmm. And you repair and restore old machines too, don't you, Pat?
I do. I like to repair games, restore them to a point. I'm not a painter. I don't try to repaint artwork, but everything else I can pretty much handle. And it's been a lifelong love, obsession maybe, I don't know. But always a lot of fun, and I am looking so forward to Friday night and this grand opening and having people come in, checking out all the art. Play the games if you want to. Just hang out. We're going to be showing the Tommy movie all night long.
Tommy will be on loop. We're going to take a little cubby hole we have down there and turn it into a nice little home entertainment system. Bust out the velvet rope so you feel like you're in a theater, and Tommy will be on loop just playing.
That's got lots of pinball machines in that film. Lots of them.
Can you still get parts for old pinball machines?
Very much so, Dave. Very much so. There's a fellow up in upstate New York that just makes remanufactures and resells thousands and thousands of old parts.
You know, just talking about this, I'm almost hearing it in my mind's eye, you know, the bang bang, the lights coming on and blinking off, and the motors and everything going, you know.
Tons of fun.
Now, we're going to definitely make it an event to remember. You will have fun, guaranteed.
Yeah.
Is there an entrance fee for this exhibit? They're all free, aren't they? Now, if you want to play.
If you want to play, that's it. But you are more than welcome to come down and just take a look around. Check out all the artwork on the walls, pinball related.
Come down. Please come down. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
This show opens this Friday. Is it Friday evening, Stephen?
Yes, sir. Yep. Friday at 7 p.m. Friday at 7 p.m. and come down, have some refreshments and some drinks, and just talk, you know, get out.
What are the regular hours? The Art Center is closed a couple of days a week, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Usually our regular hours are Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from 10 a.m. till 4, and on Saturday it's noon to 4. Most 99% of our events have a reception Friday. Fridays are the days that the receptions take place, and it's always at 7. There will be some, different times and different days, but mainly we're pretty set there. And we're looking into talking about having more hours in the evening so people can stop down after school, after work, come in and hang out. And there is something for everybody down there.
It's a new show, and it's something very different, very nice. Pinball art, pinball machine art. Exhibit opens this Friday night at the Art Center, South Main Street in downtown Butler. It's right across the street from the post office. Pat Gallagher, always good to see you, my friend.
Dave, good to see you. Thanks for having us today.
Your friend Doug Oster is going to be coming up here before too
pretty
much
soon,
longer.
He told me it's my turn to buy lunch, so I have to. It's going to cost me a couple of shekels, you know.
I just yesterday solidified the date that he's going to be with us on the program, and I know you always have lunch with him.
Yes.
And Stephen, nice to have you here as well today.
Thank you for having me, Mr. Malarkey.
Stephen Haley is the gallery manager at the Art Center. Okay, we take a break. We come back and talk with our next guests on the Tuesday edition of It's Your Turn on WISR after these words. We'll be back.
For more than 130 years, the name Concordia has meant quality care. Today, Concordia Visiting Nurses has provided high-quality, skilled nursing and a variety of therapy services to people in and around our community. Concordia Visiting Nurses is here to foster your recovery right in your own home. If you're in need of home health care, choose Concordia Visiting Nurses. Call toll-free at 1-877-352-6200.
Applewood Chiropractic Health and Fitness Center, the only executive-level fitness center in Butler, providing a clean, unintimidating environment with modern equipment and a full-time staff to assist you. A proud partner of the Silver Sneakers and Prime Networks, Applewood offers classes like Silver Sneakers, Pyo, and high-intensity interval training. Open daily, the fitness center has flexible membership options and discounts for students, military, and paid EMS employees. See more at applewoodchiro.com. Must have valid student or military ID or proof of EMS employment for discount.
Trout fishing is tradition in Pennsylvania. A sign of spring. It's good times and family fun. And getting your license is easy at GoneFishingPA.com. That's GoneFishingPA.com. Trout season starts on Saturday, March 30th in 18 southeastern counties, then statewide on April 13th. Take a kid fishing or just take time for yourself. Reel in the memories. Get your license today at GoneFishingPA.com. And thank you from the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission.
Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, friends. Nice to have you with us on the Tuesday edition of It's Your Turn. And on the next segment, we welcome several students from Manitowoc Junior Senior High School, where they will soon be raising the curtain on their spring musical. We have several members of the cast with us. Let's just go around the table here and introduce everybody. First of all, Camille Baptiste is here. Camille, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Also, Ellie O'Donnell. Hi, Ellie. How are you?
Good. I'm
also, Maverick Sutton. Maverick, hello.
Hello.
And Cole Alcorn. That's Cole with a K.
Hello.
You're all in the cast, Camille?
Yeah, I am. I am Ariel. Sorry. In the cast.
What's the name of the show?
The Little Mermaid.
Oh, that's the Disney thing. Huh?
Yep.
And what part do you play?
I am Ariel in The Little Mermaid. Who's I am it? The Little Mermaid.
Oh, Ariel is the mermaid? I've not seen this show, so you have to help me out. Ellie, what about you? What part do you play?
I am Ursula, which is her evil aunt. I'm the villain of the show.
Okay, Ursula and Ariel. What about you, Maverick?
I'm Sebastian. I'm the crab.
Not in real life, though. You're not, you know, like a crappy guy to me. Look pretty friendly. And what about you, Cole?
I'm playing Prince Eric.
Okay. Who wants to tell me? Ellie, I'll let you start. And for our listeners who are not familiar with this show, what's the general plot of The Little Mermaid?
Well, it's about a girl who falls in love with a human. And then
the girl's a mermaid, I assume?
Yep, okay. She's a mermaid. She falls in love with a human and trades her voice to get legs so she can win him over.
But then she can't talk?
Nope, she can't talk.
My.
Yep.
So how does your character, Ursula, come into all of this?
I'm the one that she trades her voice away to, and so I am pretty much behind the scenes just controlling her voice and trying to get him to not kiss her.
Cole, I'm guessing that the prince is the guy that she's carrying the torch for. Am I right on that?
Yep.
Yeah? Wow. What do you do when you can't talk to her? How do you communicate?
I've heard the voice because I fell off of my ship one day, and she was the one who saved me, so I have her voice stuck in my head.
Oh.
And as I find this girl, who is Ariel without her voice, I'm trying to find this voice that's stuck in my head, but I can't find it, and I just slowly start falling in love with this girl, even though I can't hear her voice.
Hmm. Were you familiar, Camille, with this story before you were cast in the show?
I was familiar with the story. I didn't really know the musical so much, but the Disney movie, The Little Mermaid, I did. Mm-hmm. I knew.
I've not seen it, as you know, so I'm not all that familiar with the story. Mm-hmm. There's a statue of a little mermaid in the harbor in Copenhagen, Denmark. Are any of you familiar with that?
No? I'm not.
I'm just wondering if that was the inspiration for, you know, the Disney film. I'm not sure. I do believe the film came first, and then the stage musical was adapted, because it's usually the other way around, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sound of Music was a big Broadway show, and then they decided to make a movie out of it. But I think this one was the other way around. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the music. This is a musical, after all. Ellie, do you get to sing any songs, or do you do solos, or duets, or what?
I have two main songs and then two reprises.
What's your favorite song to sing?
Probably Daddy's Little Angel, which is like my opening song.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is after you steal the voice of the mermaid, or?
Nope, this is beforehand.
Oh, okay. How do you sing a song if you don't have a voice?
I have a voice.
Oh, I thought you took her voice from her.
I did, but I still have a voice beforehand. I just take her voice, so she doesn't have anything to
win the prince over.
I gotcha. Well, that's what evil witches do, you know, just for spite. You know? There's no good reason for this. I'm just going to take your voice.
Yep.
Like it or lump it, yeah. So, Maverick, what about this crab character? What the heck does he figure in this show?
Well, I kind of work hand-in-hand with Ariel's father, King Triton, in trying to steer her away from the human prince. But throughout the show, I kind of see that what I really want is just for Ariel to be happy, so I slowly move over to her side and somewhat help her to fall in love with the prince.
Are you dressed like a crab, or do we imagine that?
Yes, full crab costume, claws and all.
Really?
Yes.
Must be kind of tough to move around, huh?
Not really.
So I'm guessing if there are conversations with a crab, Camille, and with your father, the king, that at least some of this action takes place under the sea. Is that right?
Yes.
So how do you do that on the Manitow High School stage? What do you do?
Well, we all... the sets, I guess, are very... They make it seem like it's very under the sea.
What do you have, like some fish hanging from the rafters or what?
No, we have other ensemble members come out, and there are fish, and we have like the little elementary school kids that are fish during the scenes.
Okay, I get it. Who's the director of the show, Ellie?
It's Liz Stewart.
And is Liz a faculty member, or she just comes in to direct the show, or?
She comes in to direct a show. She also helps with our marching band.
Mm-hmm. She's here in the studio, by the way, but she's determined to be a silent partner today. Liz, good to see you again. Yeah. How long have you been doing the musicals at Montauk, by the way? Since when?
This is my third year.
Oh, you're your third year? Yeah. Well, you've got wonderful kids up there, and there's a long history of musicals at Montauk. Let me ask if these young adults have done it before. Ellie, have you been in a show before?
Yeah, I've been in many of the shows before.
Oh, really? Really? What shows have you been in?
I have been in The Sound of Music. I've been in Anything Goes.
The Hills Are Alive. The Sound of Music. Anything Goes, you were in that one.
Yeah, I was in that one.
That's a great one. Yeah, yeah. It's an old it's a Cole Porter thing, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That one was lots of fun.
Any other ones?
I've been in Annie. I've been in The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, my.
I've been
Is this all at Montauk, or have you been
Yeah, this is all in Montauk. I've been in many, many more outside of Montauk.
So you must have started whenever you were in elementary or junior high school,
yep,
I guess. Huh?
Elementary school.
Yeah. What about you, Maverick? Have you played any crabs before?
Never any crabs, but this will actually be my seventh show at Montauk.
Get out, really?
I started when I was in second grade.
Now, what did you do when you were in second grade?
I was actually a munchkin in The Wizard of Oz.
Ah, yes. Well, that's a good way to start. You'd come bouncing in as a munchkin, huh? Yeah. Obviously, you enjoy this. It's good fun.
For sure.
Yeah. Probably all of you knew each other, I would imagine. Montauk's not a tremendously large school. Do you tend to know pretty much everybody in your class?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Cole? Any previous experience on the live stage?
This is my third show this year.
I need to get you a little closer to that mic. There you go.
Thank you. I've done The Sound of Music, and I've also done Anything Goes.
What were you in The Sound of Music?
I was Frederick, the oldest child in the family.
Ah, okay, yeah. So you got to sing Do, Re, Mi, and all the other songs that the kids sang.
Many, many times, yes.
You must have grown a bit since you played that role. A
little bit.
I don't think you could do Frederick these days. And what about you, Camille? Experienced on the boards, are you?
Actually, this is only my second show at Montauk.
What'd you do before?
Anything Goes last year.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I like that show. I haven't seen it for a while. A lot of tap dancing in Anything Goes. Did you have to tap?
Oh. Yes. Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of high schools that they don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a well-known show. It's a great show. But unless you can get some kids who can tap, it just doesn't work.
Well, we had a wonderful choreographer that taught us how to tap. So it was intense.
Do you have a choreographer this year as well?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You have a swim coach? Oh, no, you're not really underwater. We're just faking like we're underwater. Who's choreographing for you?
Miss Jess.
Is she a faculty member or just someone who comes in to help out?
Just someone that comes in to help out.
What about your music, Ellie? Do you use students in the orchestra pit or do you bring other people in or do you use a soundtrack? How do you do it?
We use our band. We have a pit band.
Excellent.
Yep.
See, I think it's good because some high schools, you know, they'll bring in professional musicians, and I'm not knocking that, but I think that a high school musical should be a high school musical.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, after all, we're showing off the talents of, you know, the young adults. They're not professionals. You guys are going to make mistakes when you open up, but that's part of the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What are the show dates? I don't know whether I even asked this. Maverick, do you know when the show opens?
The show opens on April 5th, and then we have two shows on the 6th.
Let me get my calendar here. So this is March 26th, April 5th. When do I get to the right month here? Also, that's not too far away.
No, 10 days.
10 days. Are you going to be ready to go, Maverick?
I think we'll be good. I think we have this under control.
Okay. We need a break here. We'll take a break. We'll come back and talk more with our young adults. Hey, I want to find out a little bit about them. I always like to chat with young people and have them here in the studio with us. So please stick around. We're talking about The Little Mermaid. It goes up very soon, 10 days, at Montauk Junior Senior High School, just north of West Sunbury. We'll be back after these words.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective. even money saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
In 2019, Tri-River celebrates 25 years as your Butler neighbor, providing exceptional musculoskeletal care in the community.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tom Mazzanegro, known by many as Dr. Muzzy, and I'm an orthopedic hip and knee surgeon. Patients do best when they are engaged with the process, educated, and invested in their own well-being. At Tri-Rivers, the patient is at the center of everything we do.
To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit TriRiversMSK.com or call 1-866-874-7483.
When you want a home-cooked meal at a reasonable price, go to Michael's Restaurant. Michael's will have a fish fry every Friday during Lent. And be sure to save room for a homemade dessert. Michael's Restaurant on 422 near the Butler Fairgrounds.
Program note, we have no Penguin hockey until Friday because the Penguins enjoy a few days off. Did you hear the game last night here on WISR? I was on the edge of my seat. The Penguins winning again in New York, Madison Square Garden. They beat the Rangers 5-2. We'll have the Friday night game with Mike Lang calling the live radio play-by-play here on WISR as the Pens host the Nashville Predators on Friday night. And just another program note, we'll have Pirate Baseball here on WISR in a couple of days. The Pirates open the season on the road in Cincinnati against the Reds. It's a late afternoon game this Thursday. Starts a little after 4 o'clock, and you'll hear it here on WISR. We're very proud once again this year to be part of the Pittsburgh Pirate Radio Network, so you'll hear Pirate Baseball on WISR. And one other quick note, the home opener, they open on the road in Cincinnati. The home opener is next Monday. That's April 1st, PNC Park against St. Louis. And that's an early afternoon game, so there will be no It's Your Turn program next Monday because we'll be at the ballpark for Pirate Baseball here on WISR. We're talking with students from Montauk High School, and they are all cast members of the spring musical up at Montauk, The Little Mermaid. Tickets, I assume, are still available. Does anyone know? Can you get them at the school office or somewhere, Maverick?
In order to order tickets, you will be able to call 724-290-6409 to pre-order your tickets.
724-290-6409, is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. So you can get tickets, and I assume they're still available, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Let me ask a little bit about these young adults who are with us here in the studio. Maverick, I'll start with you since we were just talking to you. Are you a senior, junior, sophomore?
I'm actually a freshman.
You're a freshman? Get out of here.
Yes.
Really? How tall are you going to be when you stop growing?
Not very.
Yeah. So you're a freshman, and you've done shows. You must have, well, you were a little kid when you started. You were a munchkin, huh?
I started the shows at Montauk actually when I was in second grade.
Hmm. Do you have young people, elementary kids, involved in this show too? Will they
yes.
be fish
yes.
or something?
Yes. Yep. Little fish.
I won't ask you what you plan to do with your life, Maverick, because you're only a freshman in high school, for goodness sakes. So I can't imagine that you have career plans at this point. What about you, Cole? What class are you in now?
I'm also a freshman.
I tell you what, there must be something in the water up there in West Sunbury, because you two young lads are pretty big for... Has the basketball coach been after you yet to get on the basketball team?
Few times he's questioned me.
I don't know. Freshman in high school, do you have any idea what you want to do with your life? Any idea, any thoughts about a career?
Possibly thinking electrical engineering.
That's a good field. Pretty tough, though. Pretty tough curriculum. Are you smart?
I'd like to think so.
I had a couple of fraternity brothers who were in electrical engineering, and boy, that's a strict regimen. You got a lot of studying to do.
Yeah.
Well, if that's what you decide to do, good luck to you.
Thank you.
So, Maverick's looking at me like, I have no idea what I want to do with my life. Maybe he does. I don't know. What do you want to do?
I'd like to go to the military. I'd like to get into the academy at West Point, actually, to pursue a forensics degree and become a homicide detective.
Good for you. Wow. You have to, and you probably haven't explored this yet since you're only a freshman, don't you have to be appointed by a local congressman to be considered for entrance into any of the military academies?
In order to get into the academies, you have to be...
I think it's nominated or something.
Nominated,
like
yes,
that,
thank
yeah.
you. That's the word. By at least two congressmen at the state level or wow. higher.
Wow. So you know all about it. You must have been exploring this already.
I've been looking into it.
You're a forward thinker. Wow. Well, good luck if that's what you decide to do.
Thank you.
Have you ever been to West Point?
I've never been to West Point, but I've been to multiple military facilities, and I've just had a big interest in the field since I was a very little kid.
Do you have people in your family who've been in the military?
My uncle served two tours active duty in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Wow. Well, good for you. And if you get a chance, get up to West Point. It's beautiful up there along the banks of the Hudson River in upstate New York. Nice. Let's talk to our young ladies here. Ellie, what class are you? If you're a freshman, I'm going to fall off my chair here.
I'm a senior.
Okay, I didn't think so. So what are you going to do with your life? Do you have any idea, Ellie? Any idea whatsoever where you're going to be 1 year from now in March of 2020?
I have no idea. I'm choosing between two schools at the present moment.
Oh, what are they? Or are you at liberty to say?
Pitt, Greensburg, and IUP.
Oh, good for you.
Yep. So, and I'm wanting to study biology.
Biology?
Yep.
Oh.
Want to become a doctor.
Have you taken biology in high school?
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed biology. I had a good time in biology class, yeah.
Yeah, it's lots of fun.
So that's what you do if you're looking at a career in medicine. You first study biology, and yep. then you got your pre-med, and
yeah,
then you got
pre-med.
Your 15 other years of study. You know,
yep.
Cole thinks he has a long road to be an electrical engineer. You're going to be studying forever.
Yeah, I'm going to be stuck in another high school.
Well, obviously, you're... grades are pretty good if you're thinking about that, because that's...
I'd like to think they're pretty good.
Tough curriculum. Well, the future Dr. O'Donnell here, you know. You can go to her in a few years if you've got a sore throat. What about you, Camille? Camille Baptiste?
I am a junior.
Okay. And any thoughts at your age about what you'd like to do with your life after high school?
I am... still pretty undecided. I'm not sure yet.
It's okay. I was too. In fact, I think when I was your age, I wanted to be a cowboy.
Yeah. I think kind of leaning towards something with music, but I'm still not sure yet.
Good. Good. So obviously you have some history of singing, or maybe, I don't know, instrument? Play an instrument?
I did for a while. Like, I did play piano, but I don't anymore. I don't know. I've been taking singing lessons for half a year or so now. So
really?
Mm-hmm.
Really? You mean like private singing lessons? Or?
Yes.
Do you sing in the chorus at Monotone?
Yeah, I'm in our concert choir and then also the ensemble.
You know, I don't think I asked about your musical director, did I? No. Mm-hmm. Who's that?
That is Mrs. Bishop.
On the faculty at Monotone?
Yes.
Music faculty? Is she also the band director?
No.
No, just the vocal director.
Yep.
Huh? Yeah. Do you dance, by the way?
No.
Huh?
Nope.
So that's why you practically fainted when I was talking about tap dancing and anything else.
Yes.
What about you, Ollie? Do you have to dance in this show?
A little bit. Not too difficult, though.
Well, the Wicked Witch dance is anything, you know.
Yeah.
And dance like Julia Louis-Dreyfus in Seinfeld, you know. Everybody will laugh and say, "Ah, that's the way Wicked Witches dance."
Yep.
Well, gosh, nice to have you all here. Are there any other principal characters that we should mention who aren't here today? We've got the Little Mermaid, the Camille. We've got the Prince. Is it Prince Eric? Is that what it was, Cole?
Yep.
Yeah. Are there any other principal characters in the show?
I think there's definitely, like, the Flounder, which is my little best friend fish.
Mm-hmm.
Then who
plays that, do you know?
Ashton Fry.
Okay. His name is Fry and he's playing a fish.
Yeah.
Dangerous, you know.
Yeah, she does it pretty well.
Oh, it's a young lady?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I misheard
no,
the
that's
name.
Fine.
Yeah, I misheard the name. Well, this is the season for fish fries, you know.
Yeah.
During Lent, yeah. Molitaw Junior Senior High School. Anybody have any ballpark figure on how many students there are at Molitaw High? Just
like
a guess?
600? Yeah, I think it's like 600.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Really?
600.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a little bit larger than I thought. Yeah. The northern schools, because there's less population, tends to be smaller student bodies, you know.
Yeah.
Molitaw, who's your big rival? Kern City and AC Valley,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
Right, for sports.
Yep.
Especially Kern City.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, that's been a long-standing tradition. My dad, who was an excellent basketball player in high school, went to the precursor of AC Valley. It wasn't AC Valley at that time. It was Parker High School. And I can remember asking him one time, Dad, when you were in high school, who was your big rival? I hadn't even got to the end of the sentence until he said, Kern City. Kern City.
It
we always wanted to be Kern City. Yeah. Same thing with the Molitaw people, huh?
Yep.
Molitaw High School is just north of West Sunbury. What, a couple of miles maybe? Something like that?
Yeah.
Are you all having a good time? We're at that time of the year, you know, where the end of the school year is visible now at the end of the tunnel, huh?
Yeah.
And once you get done with the musical, it'll go pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Have you been able to get all of your rehearsals in? Did you miss too much time, rehearsal time because of snow days and stuff?
Yeah, sure.
We missed a lot due to the snow.
I know Molitaw has had quite a few snow days this year.
Yeah.
I think mainly because you have a lot of rural roads for your buses to travel. Some really small secondary roads, and safety's the first thing, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So here you are, 10 days before showtime, right?
Yeah.
Are you rehearsing every day at this point?
Pretty close to.
Yeah.
Really? And I don't know. I didn't do shows when I was in high school. Do you rehearse after school, or do you come back in the evening, or what? How do you do that?
Both.
A
combination of both.
Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose at this stage of the game, it's evening rehearsals because have you started to do tech, like with lights and costumes and stuff yet?
Yeah.
You have? Yeah. I hope you have, Maverick, having to clomp around in a crab suit. You need to get used to that, huh? Mm-hmm. What about the Little Mermaid? The question arises. We've got Maverick here dressed as a crab. Do you have a tail whenever you're the Little Mermaid, Camille?
I do have a tail. But I also have a different costumes, though, too, because I do become human. So I don't remain the mermaid the entire movie.
I see.
Or musical.
You become human, but you're unable to talk.
Yep.
I'm assuming that because this is a Disney musical, everything ends well. You get your voice back, maybe.
I do.
At the end of the show. I hope so. Cole, I didn't ask you if you have any favorite song that you like to sing. This is a musical, after all.
Probably would be If Only, but the quartet version. It's between me, Ariel, Sebastian, and King Triton. And all together, we sing together, and it's kind of all of us speaking out all of our grievances we have, like with Ariel not having her voice, Sebastian wanting to be able to help, Triton missing his daughter, and me looking for my lost voice.
Pretty nice t-shirts that a lot of you are wearing here, too. This is advertising for the show. Molitaw School District presenting The Little Mermaid, the Disney Broadway musical. And it was on Broadway. It's a good show. Once again, go over the dates for the show and the ticket information there. Maverick, I'll let you do that.
The shows are April 5th and 6th. And for pre-ordering tickets, you can call 724-290-6409. And tickets will also be available at the door for all three shows.
April 5th and 6th, that is a Friday and a Saturday.
That is correct.
Friday night, Saturday night, and is there a matinee in there,
There's an earlier show Saturday also, yes.
Mm-hmm. And
at 2 p.m.
2 p.m. What was the phone number again to reserve tickets?
724-290-6409.
Terrific. Well, we wish you the best of luck, and I always say this, have fun. You know, that's what this
Thank
is all
you.
About, right?
Yep.
Have fun. Have fun. Camille Baptiste, Ellie O'Donnell, the future physician, Maverick Sutton, and Cole Alcorn with us. Nice to have you all here. Nice to meet you. Nice to talk with you today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And Liz Stort here also, who's been directing the show and will direct it right up through closing night, Saturday, April 6th. Nice to have you with us, listeners, on the program today. We thank our earlier guests, Stephen Haley and Pat Gallagher. I'm Dave Malarkey. Enjoy the rest of your day. The sunshine. We'll see you tomorrow, 12:30, for the Wednesday edition of It's Your Turn.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 12:30 to 1:30, right here on WISR 680.
Like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hand is shaking and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine. When I'm near the girl that I love best, my heart beats so it scares me to death. When she touches my hand, oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh. Tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a